Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Edition of Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio program. The telephone number, if you would love to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Richie Rich.
And before we go on with the show, I must say thank you to tonight's amplifier. Who might it be? Could it be Big Kahuna?
What?
Oh. That's right. I skipped the name just so I could say it.
Oh.
I figured, you know, he'll listen to tonight's program.
Okay.
Big Kahuna is a silver level amplifier. Don't worry, we'll come back and cover the
other. Well, yeah, what if the person who you skipped over only listens to the Sunday night program and now they're all sad?
Well,
except they don't know.
Well, you know, they wouldn't have known had I not said anything. All right. So I'm being truthful about the situation. And if they can't appreciate that, well, then they should subscribe again. Twice. Anyway, Big Kahuna is a silver level amplifier, which means, Richie Rich, what does it mean?
Silver level? Yeah. $5 a month.
$5.
And what does the money go to, Steve Classic?
To amplify and support and promote and
advertise, market, promote, and support.
Support.
Amps. AMPS.
I spelled amps.
You did fine.
Spam. Spam. I spelled spam.
Don't do that.
AMPS. You could call it spam.
It is
SPAM.
It's an anagram, yes. That's true. But anyway, Big Kahuna gives $5 a month because he believes that that's the best use of his Liberty dollar in order to spread the message of freedom, liberty, peace, prosperity that we bring here on Free Talk Live. If you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the show, the content that we bring you, please consider becoming an amplifier. We could be on hundreds more radio stations than we are currently. It's all up to you. You can give more than five, but five is all we ask for. You can give 10. There's little perks. It's like a Patreon-type setup, so you get little benefits for becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Again, Big Kahuna, thank you. We appreciate you.
Not only is he an amplifier, he's also a co-host.
Right.
So, real quick, before we go on, just to cap off the Autobahn thing, 30 centimeters, so like 27 inches, or 68 centimeters, 27 inches.
2 feet and change.
2 feet and change in thickness. And then generally, the European roads are the twice as thick on the concrete layer, and they use crushed limestone instead of sand on the base.
Oh.
So, more expensive,
but
theoretically better. More durable and better. It doesn't require as
much. We've been paving with Mr. Limestone. Okay.
Did you finish
We've been paving. He won't leave me alone.
A friend of mine had, we've been banking with Mr. Brownstein. He's a knobhead. He won't give me a loan. Now. He won't give me a loan.
I thought he was going to have something about a lien on his house.
I mean, again, these are unfinished.
Now my house has a lien.
So if anybody out there wants to finish writing any of these unfinished parody ideas, feel free to do so. You can send the finished product to Mark at Free Talk.
He'll forward them to the captain.
And he'll make sure that I produce them or something. I'm not sure.
I still think you should just take commissions. Right? Just charge people. I will finish your song for however much you want to get paid, and if they're willing to
pay. If anybody wants to commission me to do
write a parody,
will produce, record a parody song. Mark at freetalklive.com.
A jingle for your business.
I am for hire.
I mean, all you really have to do is be priced uncompetitively, and that will keep people away.
Like that website you. Was it the Sumo? Was it called?
Oh, no, that's just AI stuff.
Right, man. That's AI.
Yeah. I mean,
how do you compete with that?
Well,
it's free.
Well, here's what you do, Steve. You charge people, and you put the prompt into HI.
Well, what kind of song would you like? Okay, let me work on that. Well, let me work on that for like 30 seconds. I'll get right back to you.
Is HI the humorous equivalent of AI?
Sure. I misspoke, but you get the idea.
Humificient intelligence?
Just saying.
Humorous intelligence.
For $1,000, I will put your prompt into the AI machine.
We got some calls to get to. Let's let's go over here. This is Major Payne calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello. Happy Sunday.
Hey, Major.
Hey.
Bata.
Yeah, when you guys first started that routine, I thought there actually was a new movie about a weekend at Bernie's. But I think maybe that woman would have fared better if she'd have gone into the mortgage department, eh?
Excellent point. Well taken.
Well, as far as the pigeon poop in New York?
Pigeon poop, specifically.
Yeah, but if New Yorkers thought like normal people, there would be a slight uptick in the sale of air rifles. And a sale on squab in the French restaurant.
Yeah. You know, they were talking about these food vendors or, you know, hot dog carts or whatever, that type of thing, rolling out in the middle of the sidewalk. They could just be grilling up pigeon all day long.
Pigeon on a stick.
Maybe the city's paying them to park over the pigeon poop puddles.
I mean,
that's a lot of peas, man.
I never got around to actually doing it, but there was at my old job, there was a bird. I don't know if it was a pigeon. But it would always land on my mirror and then just poop on my mirror. Like, I would shoo it away, and it would come back, and it would just poop
right
on my...
Your mirror, it's toilet.
Right, yes, yeah.
Your mirror, it's toilet.
I'm like, you know...
Were objects in the mirror closer than they appear?
This bird is going to get it, you know? So I went home, I found my pellet pistol, I ordered pellets on Amazon, I got CO2 cartridges... You know, the CO2 leaked everywhere, so I had to buy a new valve thing and gasket for it. I'm like, I spent like $30 and never got to take one shot at
this. Sounds like
I was gonna say you don't want to break the mirror.
This
would have been a bad shot.
This sounds like a good shot.
It sounds like a fun
would have been better with a rifle.
Like a rip on like the old Charles Bronson Vengeance
Death Wish.
But do that, but like Richie Rich will have his vengeance against the bird.
The bird,
right? You know, it's got a montage. Go ahead.
You give me 6 teenage boys that can shoot, I'll take care of this problem in less than a month.
Then the rats.
Just an excuse to get 16 teenage boys to the
with rifles.
Start your own army. The Michigan Militia. Major Payne's Michigan Militia. Oh, okay.
But it's a pigeon removal service.
Okay.
Right.
But it's called Major Payne's Michigan Militia.
Major Payne's Michigan Militia Pigeon Removal Service.
And other pests.
And squab sales.
Governance.
And what? And what major?
Squab sales.
Squab sales.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, okay.
Pigeon on a stick.
There's not enough meats on sticks, I think. Yeah, there should be more.
Yeah.
Well, I think it takes like four. I know with doves, they're about the same size. It takes 4 birds to feed a man.
From experience.
So, that's your ratio.
Life lessons
probably
from Major Payne.
Yeah, free talk about 3 ounces of breast meat on them, and the rest of them is pretty much no good.
Yeah.
4 birds.
4. You know, like, I've had pheasant, you know.
Yeah,
I've
that's
had,
a big bird.
You know, I've had the, what's the undersized, they're like chickens.
Game hen?
Cornish game hen, right? You know, I can eat probably 2 of those, you know.
All right.
I have demolished 1 of the, like, rotisserie chickens you get at, like, the grocery store. But,
oh, yeah,
like, I mean, you got to pick a bunch of bones and, you know, that kind of thing, so,
you know. I usually cut it. I usually, you know, carve it.
Yeah.
And then shred it.
Like, Turkey Day style?
Well, yeah. I mean, before serving it, right, you carve it and then do whatever you want.
Oh, no, I just take the thing and open it up and, you know, put it on a table or a TV tray or something. Okay. And, like,
Yeah, start eating.
Just, you know, I grab a knife and a fork, you know, but like
not a savage.
Sometimes, like sometimes you just reach in, break a leg off, and start eating. You know, yeah.
Depends what time of the day it is,
and it depends on like, yeah, you know, am I hungry? Am I hot? You know, like,
fair enough.
There's a lot of, you know, a lot of factors that go into this. Plus,
no side dish.
Plus, if they're fresh off the rotisserie, like sometimes that's just fall off the bone style, right?
Okay, well,
but if you like. But if you like buy it, take it home, put it in the fridge, and then you're going to eat it later, then it's going to, that's a whole different.
Dries out.
Yeah, you got to take a whole different approach to eating that bastard.
Yeah, those are what you call astronaut chickens. They got their own little capsule.
Major, we missed you. What else?
Remember last week I called in and I told you guys that this foolishness in the Middle East wasn't over? Israel just hit an airstrike on that southern town in
Iran, Syria,
Rafael or something like that. Rafael, I don't know.
One of the
turtles.
The southern town that they told everybody to go to where they'd be safe.
Rafa.
Oh no.
They figure there's two more.
Why do people listen to them?
Down there, so they're bombing that now.
Every place they tell people to go where it's safe, they bomb. But if you stay, they're going to bomb you anyway. And if you're driving through, like, you know, their cordoned off zone trying to get food to people, they're going to bomb you there, too.
I feel like my spirit animal is calling me for the second time tonight. And that is, I have very few rules for myself, but one of them is I don't believe anything the government tells me. In fact, if they tell me to do a thing, I'm going to do the opposite of that because it's likely far more safe.
Well, but that's the problem with Israel. It's not. Right? If you stay, they're going to bomb you.
Yeah.
If you move to where they told you to move, they're going to bomb you.
Yeah.
If they see you en route that they previously said was safe,
yeah,
they're going to bomb you.
Right.
Blow you up with a drone right on camera.
Yeah. Hey, states do what states do, man.
I get it.
Like, I think they could classify it probably as like rat herding or something. I don't know.
And then they play the victim.
Oh, yeah, we're allowed to. They're famous for creating messes and then coming in and cleaning it up and claiming victory. That's their M.O.
Yeah. Hey, Major, how about that new money package? What was it? $80 billion?
$80 billion? $60 billion?
To Ukraine? Yeah.
All those people on the...
Oh, you talking about all the benefits for the three wars? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They're not doing a damn thing for anybody here, but, you know, let's send a whole bunch of money over there.
Nope. We can't even... put together all the rusty pieces of the wall that still remains. You know, they took most of that stuff that was ordered and just scrapped it.
We need 27-inch roads.
Part of the problem with the Ukraine thing is the propaganda, because they're specifically in my life, is my boss.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he is not the low person, the sole person who, like, holds these thoughts.
Right.
But he dead set believes that if the United States doesn't help Ukraine stop the Russians there, the Russians will migrate their forces all the way across Europe and then into the United States and take over the world. Like, that's
what he believes.
That's what he believes in his soul and his heart of hearts.
Really?
That's the end goal for Russia.
He watches a lot of TV, I think.
And listens to NPR.
NPR, yeah. National Pentagon Radio.
If you look at history, Russia has gobbled up certain things that weren't theirs. I mean, you know, they just the spoils of war back in the day.
Okay.
Hell, look how long it took to get them out of Berlin.
Okay, but do you believe that the Ukraine invasion is a pretense to European conquest?
Well,
you never know the way a madman's mind works. Okay. I don't know. I can't get inside Putin's head. I ain't crazy enough.
Well, but this is my boss's, like, heart of hearts beliefs, right? It's a pretense for European conquest that will lead to American conquest, because once their forces have taken over Europe, they will be too big to stop anywhere else in the world.
Was he raised over there or was he raised here?
No, he's Canadian who migrated here.
He's a Canadian who migrated here. So he did grow up over there feeling some of this foolishness.
I mean, if you're calling it Canada.
I don't know. I mean... It's what he got told from birth.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to beat something out of a kid that's been beat into him since day one.
But if you believe that, then it makes sense to fund the Ukraine war, right? Because you have to stop them before they cross any more borders. I just, I struggle with that belief because it doesn't seem like they want anything more. That this was a defensive maneuver, even though it appeared offensive, because NATO was infringing and encroaching beyond where they had agreed not to.
Yeah, I know. I've heard Russia's grumblings about that, too.
Right. So,
you know, how big of an excuse do you need to start a conflict, you know?
Well, but who started it, right? If it's NATO encroachment,
in the wrong yard.
If it's NATO encroachment, then NATO started the conflict,
right?
And then tried to, you know, use Ukraine as a battleground by inviting them into NATO, knowing that that was a breach of the agreement with Russia.
What's interesting?
Well, NATO didn't exist.
What's interesting is Turkey is part of NATO.
Okay.
And Turkey is supporting Iran against Israel. Now, that's going to be interesting if Israel attacks Turkey.
Okay.
Because an attack on one is an attack on all, right?
Supposedly, NATO? Yeah.
So what's going to happen if Israel lobs something into Turkey?
What do you do?
I don't know. Maybe your boss could figure it out.
No, I don't.
Does Israel want to continue?
Is your boss for or against the funding?
He's for it.
He's for it.
He's for it because you have to stop them there before they expand their conquest across Europe and into the Americas. Like, that's his belief of what the end goal for Russia is. The goal of Russia is to invade across Europe and get an army so big that the Americans can't stop them.
Well, they did it one time, try to mount an invasion in Alaska.
Okay. That's a much shorter route. And they don't need to go the direction of Ukraine to do that. Right? That's what, it's a 58-mile gap.
That's the route I would take.
What's that?
I mean, hell, there's a land bridge that's just buried about 20 feet underneath the water. Hmm. All you got to do is rebuild the friggin' road.
Right. So if that was the goal, you know, to invade the Americas, it's a much shorter route to go through Alaska.
They can walk over.
Basically. They could land, you know, land boats, right, 68 miles across whatever water bridge there is over there, and just start the invasion through Alaska. But they didn't. They went the other way, into Ukraine.
There was a big stink in the 70s about the Russians coming over and beating all of our baby seals to death.
Okay.
Okay.
Remember that?
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
Later.
Major.
Hey, Major, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you, man. Let's go over here to... We've got Tim in Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was all prepared, and then you started talking about Israel and Palestine and then the Ukraine, and I've got a limited knowledge of Ukraine and Russia, but no, I do not believe that, Russia's quote-unquote invasion... I put that in air quotes of the Ukraine is a pretext for whatever global
domination.
Aspirations.
Well, and if you don't believe that, then you don't need to fund the invasion,
right?
Or the defense of the invasion, right? Like that's.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to stop paying taxes myself.
Get a 1099 job. Just stop paying taxes.
I wonder how many actual American people that are. You know, whether legal citizens or not. I wonder how many people residing within the geographic area known as the United States would actually contribute money to Russia, Ukraine, Israel, or any of these useless fundings. I wonder how many people would voluntarily give their money. It's just a question.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not very many unless they've got family there or have some overwhelming desire to. What I understand happened in this Donetsk region, and there was another region I don't remember exactly, but basically over time there had been a settlement from Russians immigrating. I always get those two confused.
Man, one's coming in, one's going out.
And then it became predominantly populated by Russian civilians, from Russia, but Ukraine citizens at this point. And then they voted to be a part of Russia, whatever. You know, no, I'm not saying Russia's the good guy, but and then after that, basically the Ukraine started bombing the civilian areas within what they claim is Ukraine and what Russia claims is Russia.
Yeah, that was smart on Russia in the early part. They went, you know, we now recognize these two independent cities as sovereign nations, and now we're going to go protect them from Ukrainians. That was a political move, yeah. Sure.
Well, it's kind of like, think about New Hampshire. If New Hampshire says, oh, you know what, we're going to vote, we're going to do our own thing. Now, maybe you're not joining Canada, which would be maybe a better analogy.
Yep.
But anyway, you are leaving one. So just as the Donetsk was leaving Ukraine, you would be voting to leave the United States, and then they could turn around and, you know, say, oh, you're terrorists, and they could just start a bombing campaign in New Hampshire.
Right. And then in the analogy, Canada would be coming to our defense and moving into Vermont and Massachusetts.
I wouldn't want to see Canada, you know, in quote-unquote defense start bombing civilians within the non-New Hampshire United States. It's very easy to get reactionary and, you know, do the same thing your enemy is doing, and it doesn't make it right just because if they say, oh, well, Russia's using white phosphorus, so the Ukraine can use white phosphorus. I mean, it's just ugly, you know. So I don't think...
Well,
anyway,
again, it's ugly, but remember what I said earlier. If you're trying to play fair and your opponent is cheating, you are likely going to lose.
Yeah, but I mean more in regards to the things that are affecting civilians. But I just want to say, Stormy Daniels, for the record, I mean, in my opinion, she's pretty gross. And the whole thing where these people, they drag people, they drag their laundry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one thing if there's a lawsuit, you know, behind closed doors, but all this, you know, it's just gross.
Well, it was behind closed doors until she opened her mouth and talked about the hush money she was paid to keep it behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say tonight?
It's not the way hush money works.
No.
You'd be quiet.
Yeah.
You get paid.
So, actually, you're talking about Weekend at Bernie's Part 3. So I've got a friend. He's 87 years old. And we worked at a hotel. I did night audit, and he did maintenance. That's where I met him probably, you know, probably 20 years ago. I don't know. And anyway, so there was a Russian that came and started working maintenance and befriended him, borrowed $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he took him to the bank. And
then what happened?
Yeah, took him to the bank, basically wrote out the check for Bill in front of the bakers on Bill's check and borrowed $20,000. And so...
Unbelievable. Tim, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up. The final half hour of tonight's Sunday edition still to come. Don't go anywhere.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News update.
We just had another hearing, and the trial starts on Monday, which is long before a lot of people thought. The judge wants this to go as fast as possible.
Opening statement scheduled for Monday in Donald Trump's hush money trial in Manhattan. A jury of 12 and 6 alternates sworn in to serve. Trump telling reporters, this is a giant witch hunt. Now a disturbing moment outside the courthouse in New York City as a man from Florida lit himself on fire. White smoke billowing from the scene. Police say he posted conspiracy theories online. This man in critical condition being treated for burns at New York Cornell Hospital in Manhattan. President Biden with no public comment about Israel's retaliation strike on Iran. This comes after Iran firing more than 300 missiles and drones into Israel. The president spending the weekend at his home in Wilmington, Delaware. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes. Back join we our end.
Join our spam program.
No.
The thing about shtick.
If you want spam, just go on TikTok.
Yeah. The thing about shtick is that you're free to butcher it at your own pace, your own will.
Sure.
Like, you know, like we just did.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, if you join mainstream media, you just do that with the facts.
Yeah. I mean,
what facts?
Exactly.
Alternative facts.
It is Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there is no ticket cost, and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party.
Party!
Party, though, not partay.
Oh, okay. About this one.
Foreigner. Subtle spelling Foreigners. Difference for you to get there. You can say partay as much as you want, but if you're going to type it in the URL of your web browser, it's forkfest.party.
Okay.
party.
Yeah.
With a D?
Yeah.
Party.
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 Party. Like, you know, normal party.
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 Party. Hardy, rock and roll, drink a six pack, smoke a bowl.
Party.
Poems that I learned in my youth. While, like, you know, hanging out the back of the bus, right, trying to figure out how to smoke a joint without the bus driver seeing you. Yeah, no?
No, no,
you guys didn't do that?
No. Okay. Yeah, not on the bus.
Man. I brought non-alcoholic beer and non-alcoholic champagne, so basically carbonated water in a champagne bottle, to a field trip.
I remember you talking about
this. Yeah, and then, like, I got in trouble for it. Yeah. Like, suspended or whatever, and then, like, it's non-alcoholic. Because I was opening them up. Like, we're on the way back. We went to, like, the planetarium. And so we're on the way back. I reach into my bag. I start cracking a beer. And I'm like, you want one? Yeah, sure, dude. And, like, start handing beers out to, like, my friends in the back of the bus, right? And then somebody else goes, oh, I don't drink beer. I'm like, aha, I've got champagne. But it was just, like, you know, carbonated grape juice or whatever, right? You know, and so eventually, whoever the chaperone was,
caught with that
or whatever, and they're like, what are these guys doing back there? I'm like, we're having a beer!
O'Doul's.
It may have been O'Doul's, actually, but it was one of the early...
The only non-alcoholic beer I recall.
Yeah.
Near beer, good market. The other one.
Yeah. It tasted like beer.
Okay.
And it had, like, 0.001% alcohol in it or something like that, but, like... Yeah. I mean,
still legally non-alcoholic.
Right, yeah. And, like, I bought it. I was 11 or something. I don't know.
Buy it. Right.
12, buy maybe. It. I don't know.
But he looked 18.
He looked 18.
Yeah.
It was the beard.
I grew the mustache early.
He grew the beard at 11.
I grew the mustache early. It was
an earlier time.
I was buying beer before, any of my friends, right? Because, like, I could. You just act like you've been there before, right? You know?
McLovin.
That's right. All right. You know, he wasn't far off.
Okay.
You know, that's all I'm saying. What do you guys want to do? The other number two story?
Our number two story?
Yeah, should we double flush?
Double flush.
Okay. All right. If you guys say so. This from the Los Angeles Times, also known as Los Angeles.
Credible news source.
For some people, sure.
Was it written by a journalist? Broadcast journalist?
It's under climate and environment. Let's see. Who is it written by? Suzanne Rust, staff writer.
Staff writer, okay.
U.S. government media.
U.S. government media. National Pentagon Radio.
Why didn't she use a pen instead of a staff? Must be more difficult for her to write with a staff. Avian flu outbreak raises a disturbing question. Is our food system built on poop?
Fertilizer.
Yeah,
I would say it is, and always has been.
More so for the vegetarians because it's right on the food. So fertilize that lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
If it's true that you are what you eat, then most beef-eating Americans consist of a smattering of poultry feathers, urine, feces, wood chips, and chicken saliva, among other food items.
Oh, so it's an anti-meat agenda from the
Los Angeles.
Yeah,
you know. Also, I've just discovered new insults to lob at people.
All right.
You're a smattering of poultry feathers, urine, feces,
you
and
are,
wood chips.
Yeah, you are what you eat, you beef eater.
Yeah. People just call me an a-hole.
Epidemiologists scrambled to figure out how dairy cows throughout the Midwest became infected with a strain of highly pathogenic avian flu, a disease that has decimated hundreds of millions of wild farmed birds, as well as tens of thousands of mammals across the planet. They're looking at a standard recycling practice employed by thousands of farmers across the country. The feeding of animal waste and parts to livestock raised for human consumption. Okay. I mean, this is...
Yeah. Instead of grass-fed, they're poop-fed.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of gross.
I mean, think about that next time you're getting brisket.
Yeah, but I don't see the process. I just taste the delicious. You know.
Burnt ends.
It's kind of like I don't go hunting, right? I'm not one of these guys that goes and, like, every year I get my license and I go and I get a deer or whatever, you know.
It's the part of getting your license that stops me.
I don't, well, okay. Yeah. But, like, I don't even fish or anything like that. Like, I know how to, but, like, I'm just going to go to the store. Like, I'm done, like, doing that kind of stuff unless I have to, right? If the world...
Which you may have to.
If the world goes to S and, you know, I need to rely on skills that I've learned in the past, I can do that. You know, I might have to dust off some rust, you know, whatever.
It boggles my mind that the state will, like, seed the ponds with fish for fishermen.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you already caught it. Just give it to me. We can skip the whole step of, like, me having to catch it again.
Yeah.
You caught it once. Just well, hand them out.
They raise them at fish farms.
Right.
And put them into giant tubs, truck right. them across right. land, and dump them into lakes right. and rivers. Yes.
True. Just give me the fish. Yeah. Can we skip that step? Save the cost?
Yeah. It seems ghoulish, but it's perfectly legal and common practice for chicken litter, the material that accumulates on the floor of chicken-growing facilities, to be fed to cattle, says Michael Hansen, a senior scientist with Consumers Union. It is still unclear how the cows were infected, whether by contact with birds or via feed made from litter waste, but litter has been associated with previous outbreaks of disease, including botulism. Yes. And, like, I think... dogs get this. Parvo.
Okay.
Right? It's some sort of weird disease, but, like, it generally is spread by eating other dogs' poo.
Which they do.
Yeah.
They go right for it.
Right.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had a beagle and he used to eat the poop all the time.
Was he a regal beagle?
I don't know. But he had a beagle. And I guess beagles are known to do this, so... The veterinarian said, you know, he said, how can I stop the dog from eating poop? He said, the veterinarian said, put Tabasco sauce on it.
On the poop?
On the poop.
You can just clean it up while you're there. But no, put Tabasco,
Tabasco sauce on it.
And waste some perfectly good Tabasco.
Then you got a bunch of chihuahuas coming after.
What?
Because they like it spicy.
Chihuahua.
You'll talk about poultry litter causing the bovine cases of avian flu is considered very unlikely, though not impossible. Okay, then why did you spend all this time writing this article, I wonder? wrote Veronica Fasele in a joint statement from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, because they're trying to figure out how avian flu is getting into the cows.
Well, right. I mean, birds fly and cows don't.
All right.
So
you are correct.
When birds land on cows, maybe the cows are catching a little something.
Okay.
You know? I don't know.
Does that seem more likely to happen on a farm than feeding them?
I'm not holding dogs.
I think they should send the New York City people there and find the cows for
let's send the rat czar to find out. Poultry litter consists of manure, feathers, spilled feed, and bedding material that can accumulate on the floors of buildings that house chickens and turkeys. It can contain disease-causing bacteria, viruses, antibiotics, toxic heavy metals, not the kind I like, pesticides, and even foreign objects such as dead rodents, birds, rocks, nails, and glass. It's typically mixed with hay or corn to make it palatable to the livestock.
More reason to, like, buy local and find a grass-fed farm near you.
Isn't that how they make the miracle meat or whatever they call that? The plant-based...
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
Beyond beef? Yeah. Beyond
they
burgers?
Just mix a bunch of ass with, you know, like hay or whatever. And
soybeans.
Cut it into patties and Bob's your uncle. California bans the feeding of poultry litter to lactating dairy cows.
It's bad for the fetus.
However, it is legal to sell it as feed to beef and other cattle. It is a premium product used to help recycle waste into sustainable products.
It's a premium product. You got to pay more for this?
It is a premium product used to help recycle waste into sustainable products, said Anya Radabau, CEO of Western United Dairies.
Or Wood. Good thing her last name isn't Butts.
Anya Butts.
Anya. And Anya spelled with a J, too. Anya. A-N-J-A. Anya. It could be Anja, I guess. Yeah.
Anja Butts.
Who am I to assume?
Hyphenate with the other chick.
I'm sorry, did you just assume my pronunciation?
Anja Butts Areola.
I guess Butts would have worked for Anja Butts and Anya Butts as yeah. well. Right? So maybe their first and last name could have been the same. Anja, Anja Butts.
They, them.
Yeah, Anya, Anja. Anyway. She said that although they could not make informed comments about its use outside of the state, there is very little of it used here in California. California's animal feed law, which applies to commercially sold feeds, requires the animal waste products sold for feed must contain no residues of pathogens, metals, pesticides, or antibiotics. The Department of Food and Agriculture's feed program inspects every California facility manufacturing dried poultry litter and reviews firms' treatment verification records on site, said Steve Lyle, Department spokesman. So California does have a Department of something or another.
Department of something or other?
Yeah, something or another. It's not something or other. It's something or another.
Another.
Something or another.
Okay.
Something or another. It's a. I think Major Payne would back me up on this one. Something okay. or another.
That's California.
However, it is unclear whether there are regulations addressing the private exchange of production of poultry litter or other animal waste for feed, or how widespread the practice of feeding poultry waste to cattle is in the state or around the country.
So they're looking for a way to regulate even more so, because if farmers are doing it privately with, you know, amongst themselves and not putting it on the open market, they don't have an eye on it. So it still could be done. We can't see it.
Yeah, I'm with you on the, hey, go find yourself a localish farm that does all grass fed, you know, or
at this point, I mean, if you know now that they're feeding it poop,
yeah,
right,
feathers,
feathers, glass, and poop,
yeah,
and they're like, that's the meat that you're getting.
Well, technically, it's a salad because it's mixed with hay, right?
Yeah, okay,
yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I like glass in my salad.
Do you?
No,
I've never ordered it that way.
Yeah,
don't know that I'd like to try that. According to Michael Payne, a researcher and outreach coordinator at the Western Institute of Food Safety and Security at UC Davis. That's a hell of a name. There was at least one commercial processor of poultry litter in the state, Imperial Western Products, based in Coachella. That company was bought in 2022 by Arkansas Denali Water Solutions, which has had recent legal run-ins with environmental authorities.
Authority in what?
In Missouri and Alabama, over handling of animal waste. It is unclear whether Imperial still produces feed from litter. Then why mention it? Like,
because it was a past thing that was done.
It's like, well, but we don't know. We suspect, but we don't know. Like, how about decent journalism? What is this from? The L.A. Times? Yeah.
Reputable news source.
Lame-ass Times, L.A. An operator at the company directed calls to corporate or Denali Water Solutions, which is owned by TPG Growth, a private equity firm that also sounds like a venereal disease. Denali did not provide comments for this story before publication. The federal government does not regulate poultry litter and animal feed, and in many states, including Missouri, Alabama, and Arkansas, there are no requirements or regulations regarding contamination or processing. First of all, why should government regulate this?
For the betterment of the consumer.
Why should government regulate anything?
Without the regulations, you wouldn't know that your feed may contain glass and poop.
But I think we would.
Right? Well, what would the FDA do?
Number one, they're already allowing it, right? Like, right. Whatever they're doing, this is still a practice.
Bingo! Excellent point. Well argued.
I wasn't arguing.
No, but I mean, you know, yeah, so nice point. The FDA may take regulatory action.
May take.
If it becomes aware of food safety concerns with poultry litter products instead or intended for use in animal food and interstate commerce.
Oh, interstate commerce clause.
Oh, the commerce clause. There we go.
An online guide from the University of Missouri. Notes there are no federal or Missouri regulations governing the use of poultry litter as feed. However, the guide's author urges users to employ common sense. Poultry litter should not be fed to dairy cattle or beef cattle less than 21 days before slaughter.
Less than, so 22 days is okay.
You can fatten it up, and once it processes out, they feed them the good stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this is known as grass-finished, right? Like, had grass-fed beef.
Okay.
There is a sub-quality of beef called grass-finished. It's where they eat whatever the farmer gives them.
Okay.
You know,
poop.
And then the last, 6 months of their life or something, they feed them grass.
Okay.
And supposedly that gives it similar qualities to the fed-all-your-life grass-fed.
Okay.
Thus the appearance.
Appearance, consistency, flavor, these are the things, the hallmarks of grass-fed.
That's a new concept for me. I've never heard of grass-finished.
Grass-finished.
Yeah. It's, it's sort of like faking it. Yeah. A little bit of a costume at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, at least they eat well at the end.
Yeah. What do you want for your final meal?
Hay.
Grass.
Grass.
I want some poop and glass mixed with hay.
So here's, it's easy to find your local farm and know what they're feeding it.
Yeah. Right?
But the vast majority of people are not going to do that. And I'm not calling for regulations or government involvement. But unless you get stories like this, right, I don't think the average consumer knows or cares what their cow meat is being fed.
Yeah.
Or their pork.
If there was some, like, expose on, like, hey, look at this common practice that farmers have.
Right.
And it got on television or the internet, right? Sans government.
Yeah.
Right? People would be, of course, outraged.
People would be clamoring.
And these farmers would be like, no, we stopped that practice. We're not doing it. Like, it would stop. That's how it works.
Right. You would hope.
It's like the Portlandia episode where they go and they want to know about the grass-fed chicken or the organic chicken, so they go to the farm and the whole, you know.
Right, but the average consumer's not going to do that.
No.
I guess is my point.
Right.
Speaking of dried-out areas, we weren't speaking of, but let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey. Yes.
Well, you know, but I just want to say that today was a New Mexico Earth Day.
Wait, New Mexico wasn't born.
Environmentalist.
Oh, Earth Day.
Only in New Mexico?
Well, I don't know. They have it. I think they were celebrating in Chicago. They're cleaning up the lake area. And then they're going to have a house. Yeah, Earth Day. But what's interesting is that I found out there was a shuttle bus that takes us from the mall out there. It's about 5-6 miles out. I found out today there's a shuttle bus, and they had 100 vendors of solar power and clean energy and all the environmental stuff. I mean, how can you have 100 setups? I mean, because they always come up with new inventions. And what I saw was I found a portable electric bicycle folded up in a white, like a suitcase thing. And I was like, what is that? That guy has a bicycle head and helmet. I'm like, is that a fold-up bike? It turned out to be an electric fold-up bike. And the wheels were only about like 2 feet in diameter.
Yeah, these are called e-bikes. And they've been around for quite some time. The technology continues to improve, and they get faster and, you know, better mileage off of charges. And you can charge them with solar panels and all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, they're great for your C40 or 15-minute cities.
Well, the thing is that it was a fold-up bicycle. That's the first time I've seen a fold-up bicycle on the bus. And
so people can carry them into work instead of leaving them outside the building.
Right. Like when I worked in Seattle, people were already doing this. They were carrying their fold-up bikes into the building. You know, they would set it down next to their desk, or there'd be a, you know, a certain area, a closet or, you know, a foyer, you know, into the office building that was, you could, you know, lock your bike up and, you know, that kind of thing. So
did you buy one?
Really cool. You can also put it in your trunk or the back seat or something. You could travel with it. And the thing is, this was an electric. It was not just a regular fold-up bike. It was an electric fold-up bike. But there is technology. So it's really, I'm sure that those guys were there with the electric bicycle tables and all the new technology. And I've even seen a fold-up electric solar panel.
Hey, I have a question, Sarah. The shuttle bus that you took. Was it gas powered or diesel powered?
Well, you know, I did not take it. I knew that it was available, but we're getting all electric buses or at least hybrid. It used to be natural gas, but I think we're doing hybrid. Like they only use the gas to kind of get them going.
Did you get to see the bus that go into the shuttle bus?
Right, focus on the bus.
I don't know which one.
I just think it'd be funny if, like, you know, a gas-powered shuttle bus carried people to this Earth Day with all this renewable energy stuff.
But I think most of all the new buses we got are completely electric.
Wait, no. They're not electric. They're battery-powered. Right? They don't run on...
I mean, it's electric, but they got a battery, but there's no gasoline involved with it.
What's the distinction you're making, Steve?
Well, an electric bus would run like a trolley car that has, or like an electric train that's connected to the grid.
What about any other
battery? Well, a Tesla's not an electric car. It's a battery-operated car.
Okay, but they call it
charge. You charge it.
Okay.
Yeah, the ones that we got. So it's really interesting, you know, I mean, so I'm just so excited, you know, I mean, we have a say-so to, you know, stand up against the big, big petroleum industry. They're just big bullies. I mean, they, to make the money, I mean, they throw their weight around, and, you know, so we, you know, and then the environmental, they've done fanatical things. Didn't they splash, sound alike, all the SUVs in Boston, and they stay up in the trees so they don't cut them down, and I mean, they stop the boat from dumping out fuels in the
another one rides the bus.
I mean,
another one rides the bus,
and another comes on, and another comes on.
Another one rides the bus.
Hey, all right. Anyway, go ahead, sir.
Yeah. So I mean, we're getting there. You know, here's the thing: majority of the people want clean energy. If anybody, they say that like, they still want petroleum, it's the bullies. It's the small minority that want to keep making money.
Hey, you know what you should research, Sarah? Lithium mining.
Yeah, I'm told that's very green.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
They cut down forests to dredge for lithium.
Your Free Talk Live homework for next week, Sarah, is to
give us a report
on lithium mining.
Yeah, tell us
how green it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about. She was like, challenge not accepted. Sarah, thank you for the call. You're a good sport. We appreciate you.
That's the thing.
All that talking about the bus, man. I got Weird Al stuck in my head. I just had to, you know.
The greenies, they only see like the last mile of the process.
Right.
Like, look how green I am. My electric car
bike.
Is electric.
Yeah.
Or my electric bike.
Yeah, my electric bike.
What did it take to produce that? Quite a bit of not green, man.
Quite a bit of diesel fuel in the mining operation.
Yeah, a hefty bit, actually. Yeah.
Strip mines. Like, just completely wasted.
What is a strip mine?
It's where they just dig a giant hole and start mining away instead of, like, drilling into the mine. So it's...
Instead of taking away a mile,
it's like a crater.
Yeah.
into the earth.
Yeah, it looks like a rock quarry.
Yeah,
while they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
To get the lithium to make your battery, mm-hmm. so you can feel good.
I have lithium batteries on my solar panels at home.
Okay,
I mean, I'm not doing it to be green. I'm doing it because they're going to shut the electric grid off.
Yeah, you're doing it to be independent.
Exactly.
Right.
When the power goes out, it's my fault.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
It's cost-effective for you to do it.
Yeah.
We are out of time. Thank you, Steve Classic, for joining us. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you to all of our callers and, of course, most importantly, our listeners and our amplifiers. We appreciate you. If you missed any part of tonight's program, please visit freetalklive.com. Under the Resources tab, you'll find the archives. Thanks and peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.